Section 54. Revelation given through Joseph Smith, Jr. at Kirtland, Ohio in June 1831. It is addressed to Newell Knight, who was president of the Colesville, New York branch of the church, whose members had recently settled at Thompson, Ohio, in the vicinity of Kirtland. Some of the brethren previously settled at Thompson had broken an agreement to share their land with the Colesville saints, and this caused resentment and confusion. The revelation enabled Elder Knight to unite the faithful and to lead them to Missouri in a body. They arrived in what is now Kansas City late in July 1831. Behold, thus saith the Lord, even Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, even he who was crucified for the sins of the world. Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, my servant Newell Knight, you shall stand fast in the office wherewith I have appointed you. And if your brethren desire to escape their enemies, let them repent of all their sins, and become truly humble before me and contrite. And as the covenant which they made unto me has been broken, even so it has become void and of none effect. And woe to him by whom this offense cometh, for it had been better for him that he had been drowned in the depth of the sea. But blessed are they who have kept the covenant and observe the commandment, for they shall obtain mercy. Wherefore, go to now and flee the land, lest your enemies come upon you, and take your journey and appoint whom you will to be your leader, and to pay monies for you. And thus you shall take your journey into the regions westward, and unto the land of Missouri, unto the borders of the Lamanites. And after you have done journeying, behold, I say unto you, seek ye a living like unto men, until I prepare a place for you. And again, be patient in tribulation until I come. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, and they who have sought me early shall find rest to their souls. Even so, amen.